It's already tough being a teenager, between balancing school, family, and friends. It becomes especially tough if your neighborhood is not exactly a safe one. Anthony, T, Sean, and Larry grew up in what most people would call bad neighborhoods. From their front porches, they could see fights and police arresting drug dealers. Now 18 years old, these youth were inmates at the Pendleton Juvenile Correctional Facility when I visited in November. T, Sean, and Larry were arrested for gun possession, and Anthony was convicted for shooting someone. To protect their identities, we are using first names only. As teenagers, Anthony and Larry wanted to go to school and be successful in the traditional sense. Anthony had big goals.
Growing up, I wanted to go to school. I wanted to go to college, all that, be architect, make money, play basketball, but it just seemed like it was taking too long, and I see everybody else looking good. I wanted what they had, and I just got it how I could, the fastest way I could.
For Anthony, the quickest avenue to money was robbery, and that meant getting a gun.
Guns like investment. As long as you got a gun, you ain't never broke, because you can do whatever with the gun. You can rob somebody, get your money back that you done spent on the gun, probably even more.
Larry also was involved in armed robberies, but guns brought the teens more than just money. Guns provided a feeling of protection in their neighborhoods. To them, owning a handgun was a necessity. T carried one because he didn't trust the people around him.
It's like waking up to me. I gotta have it because I don't know somebody, what they thinking, their next move. They might try to get me or something. I be paranoid sometimes, so I just always keep a gun. Always.
Larry said he didn't like guns, but he came to owning two or three by the age of 15. They brought him power and respect. He felt untouchable. The four teens had all shot at people. Sean, Larry, and Anthony all belonged to gangs. Oftentimes, they would fire in the direction of rival gang members, then turn around and run. This is T.
I only shot at a couple people. I don't know if I hit them. Never stayed around to check out the scene or nothing.
After serving time at Pendleton, Larry, Anthony, and T don't intend to return to a life of crime. Larry, Sean, and T plan to obtain guns after they're released. Larry and T hope to get one legally. T says he thinks gun use is justifiable in self-defense.
Say if you in your bed sleeping and you hear somebody, a window breaking, somebody climbing through your window, alarm going off, and they in there with a weapon or a bat trying to attack you and your family, the best thing I'd shoot them. I give him a warning, like, leave, and then he's, give me everything, I'm gonna have to get him out of there.
Sean says he'll need a gun, considering that he's going back to the same neighborhood and the same people. Anthony was the only one who does not want to obtain another gun once he is released. He's afraid that if he's around guns, he'll get involved in violence again, and that is something he wants to avoid.
In the end of the day, either you're gonna do life in prison, or you're gonna get some time for what you did, so you're gonna have to think about it. You really ready to give your life up for just somebody making you mad and now you want to go and shoot him.
When he gets out of prison, Anthony plans on pursuing his earlier goals of getting his GED and going to college. For Y Press, I'm Priya Mirmira.